News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Stuart Kenny, one of the founders and former chief executive of Paddy Power, has called for higher gambling taxes to deter bookies from tactics that draw punters into more addictive games. As he said, profits across the sector were exploding. And he joins me now. Stuart, good morning to you. I suppose the more addictive games, what are you talking about there? Is it the online betting or what's the ones that are really hooking people in?
No, I'm talking about the online casino. But before I say anything, first of all, I wouldn't like to come across as anti-gambling, far from it. I gamble a lot myself and love gambling. I think it has a place to play in society, in the entertainment mix. And I have huge regrets I didn't do more when I was chief executive, when I was on the board of Paddy Power and Paddy Power Bet for 29 years. What we're talking about is the online casino, the online slot machines. So if somebody opens up, and this is a thing people have to be careful of. If somebody opens an account to have a bet on the next general election or Manchester United to win the league or whatever they want to bet on, within 24 hours, they are offered free spins on the online casino and online slots. And this is like sucking people from the least addictive product to the most addictive product. These are some of the reasons why I resigned from the board, and I could either shut up or speak up, and I decided to speak up on this issue. And all I am asking, and it was actually in the House of Commons I was speaking, so it was for the UK, but the same would apply for Ireland, is there should be much higher rates of tax for the online casino than people having a flutter on the horses. I have no interest in seeing taxes on horse racing, or people want to flutter on the football, having to pay more tax. Well, actually, the bookmakers pay it, not the punters. But what I would like to see is to disincentivize the bookmakers from sucking people in like this. It is rather like if somebody went in to have a first drink at the age of 18 and ordered a shandy, and after they were finished the shandy, the barman said, Here's a triple strength brandy on the house. How would parents feel if that was happening to their kids? So that is what I'm talking about. Now, one has to remember as well, you know, when we're talking about young people, 18 to 26, the frontal lobe of the brain that gives us our rational, cautious approach doesn't mature till you're 26. That's why it's so much fun to be a student, because you don't have those holdbacks in your brain of saying, this isn't safe.
So you're kind of poacher-turned gamekeeper here. When you say you have regrets, because you obviously were in a position to kind of do something for very many years, what would you have done differently to stop gambling going the way, in certain instances, as you're saying, it has gone?
Well, what I did was I brought it up on the board for 3 years at every board meeting in a row, and I opposed fixed odds betting terminals, which were the quick spin, highly addictive machines that came in the UK. I publicly opposed those and lobbied politicians not to let them into Ireland. But I should have seen, and I should have done more to see the dangers of the online casino. And the online betting is much more addictive than the old betting shop.
Yeah.
And what makes a product so addictive is the time between investment and result and the time between how quickly you can repeat the dose. Now, there are other things like near miss and things like that that are built into online slot machines that make them highly addictive. The British Health Survey found that online slot machines were just as addictive as cocaine. Now, parents will not want their 18-year-old experimenting with something like cocaine to be sucked in. And all I would like is that the tax on the online casino be increased from its present rate of 23% on the profits. It's a VAT on the profits, to what it is in the United States. And bookmakers, whose profits are expanding hugely, are very happy to pay up to 53% in Denver and places like that to expand into the United States.
Because so, they're still making money on it, presumably, even at that tax rate there. And to get into a new market, I guess, is the idea.
Yeah, because it is not, because online casino or online slot machines is a machine. They don't need risk assessors. They don't need odds compilers. So it is not, it is very little labor. So it doesn't create employment. So if you increase the tax on it, it wouldn't affect employment at all. I'm not anti-gambling. I'm very pro-gambling. I think it's a play. It has a place to play in society. But all I want is to disincentivize the bookmakers from sucking people in, to grooming them in to the most addictive form of gambling.
Yeah. Stuart Kenny, one of the founders and former chief executive of Paddy Power, thanks a million for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. And if you have been affected by any of those issues raised, you can call Gambling Care. It's on 1800 936 725.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.